train came to an immediate halt.
Shit, shit, shit!
The dull reverberations of a heavy weight slamming repeatedly against the ground sent shivers up his spine, despite the heat and humidity. He knew the Monstrodomii were attracted to the heavy scent of so much fresh blood, like an ant drawn to spilled honey. He also knew the creature's vision was keyed to movement, so he stood completely immobile, like a statue carved from teak. He took a small comfort in the fact that the Carnosaur's thudding footfalls were fairly slow and methodical. He hoped it meant the creature checked out the kill zone for threats instead of charging in after moving prey. It advanced cautiously into the clearing. The three-toed, talon-tipped feet of the beast sought purchase on the slick metal of the double discs. A looming shadow fell across him, and he felt a gust of scalding breath on his back. Although his perspiration-filmed flesh crawled, Grant maintained his motionless posture. The revolting odor of rotten meat and the sour stench of the reptile clogged his nostrils. Absently, he realized the creature's effluvium was extraordinarily virulent, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to detect a whiff of it. Grant's nose had been broken 3 times in the past and always poorly reset. Unless an odor was remarkably pleasant or violently repulsive, he was incapable of catching subtle smells, unless they were right under his nostrils. The Carnosaur stepped into view on his right side, passing so close to him its scale-pebbled hide rasped painfully against his bare arm. Grant followed its movements with only his eyes. The Daspletosaurus stood upright on a pair of enormously overdeveloped legs. A long, muscular tail trailed out from behind it. The creature's body was completely armored by dark brown scales. The Monstrodomii stood 15 feet tall, the clawed forelegs small in proportion to the rest of its barrel-shaped body, but the curving, steel-hard talons tipping each of the 3 fingers were at least 6 inches long. They jerked spasmodically. Grant figured nervous gnawings of hunger caused it, but to him it looked as if the Carnosaur were clapping its hands delightedly over the feast spread out before it. Grinning jaws bared rows of glistening fangs, and from between them darted a black, slimy tongue tasting the air. The saurian snout bore a pair of flared nostrils that dilated and twitched. The head, twice the size of a bull's, turned back and forth upon an extended, scaled neck. Huge, cold eyes, like those of a serpent's, 100 times magnified, stared unwinkingly from beneath a pair of scaled, knobby protuberances. The Monstrodomii lumbered past him, lowering its head to sniff at the ground, dust and misting of blood puffing up around its nostrils. It stood spraddle-legged over a dead English soldier, its tongue continuing to flick in and out of its mouth, head tilting from side to side, taut with quivering muscles. Grant figured so many corpses were the equivalent of a smorgasbord, and the Carnosaur didn't know which dish to sample first. As bile rose up his throat, he watched as the creature's huge jaws opened and closed, crunching noisily on the hip and pelvic bones of the dead man. The giant saurian ripped out a chunk of cloth, flesh, and viscera from the corpse's midsection and tugged at the intestines as if they were strands of pasta. Grant watched impassively as the Monstrodomii fed, and when it shifted position so its back was to him, he carefully began crab-walking toward the manta. He did not move fast and stopped every couple of yards to get his bearings, to make sure there was no obstruction that would trip him up. His head pounded, sweat stung his eyes beneath the lenses of his sunglasses, and twice he stopped to wipe them clean. The crunching of fangs into bone and the moist sound of flesh being chewed seemed unnaturally loud to him, but he hoped the noise would cover the scuff of his feet on the ground. When he was within 6 feet of the manta's port side wing, the painful constriction in his temples began to ease. Even if the Daspletosaurus became aware of him as he climbed into the cockpit, he felt fairly certain it couldn't force its way through the canopy before he was able to launch. Suddenly, the Monstrodomii jerked erect. It scuttled around, facing Grant.
Uh-oh.
He came to a complete halt, freezing in mid-step. The loose flesh at its throat pulsed. Then the Carnosaur thrust its head forward and opened its jaws wide. Its tail lashed back and forth.
Oh, fuck. It's got a friend.